USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney lost her re-election campaign by a landslide vote Tuesday. Attorney Harriet Hageman will represent the Republicans in November's midterm elections. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt is set to hold a hearing on Thursday to decide whether to unseal more documents in the search warrant used at Mar-a-Lago. The raid of President Trump's Florida home had FBI agents armed with automatic machine guns take boxes and steal the president's passports. It's being reported the FBI has since returned the travel documents. Attorney General Merrick Garland wants the documents to remain hidden from the public to preserve the investigation. Media outlets want the documents revealed, citing the FBI's recent lies about Trump cannot be trusted. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott on Fox News.
To me, until we see specificity within the affidavit, we will not have the kind of clarity that the American people need.
USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Charities are helping with President Biden's open border policy.
The Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of New York is stepping up to help New York City in response to the surge of illegal immigrants that are arriving from Texas. Archbishop of New York Timothy Dolan describes the illegal immigrants' experience traveling to the United States and arriving in New York City.
They've just been through turmoil. Some of them for months have been walking from Colombia and Venezuela. And now they feel somewhat a casa, at home.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending the illegal immigrants on buses to New York City because the cities are sanctuary cities for immigrants and he believes they should be able to handle it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR Racing is in Watkins Glen, New York this weekend. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The Labor Department fined Dollar General stores over workplace safety issues after it found problems at three of the company's Georgia locations earlier this year. Government inspectors found exit routes obstructed, boxes of merchandise stacked unsafely, and electrical panels hard to access at stores in Pembroke, Smyrna, and Hogansville. The fines totaled nearly $1.3 million. As a member of the Made-for-TV January 6th Commission, Representative Liz Cheney is supposed to be objective in seeking the truth of that eventful day. After losing her re-election bid in Wyoming Tuesday by a landslide, she continued to be judge, jury, and executioner of President Trump in her concession speech.
2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the vote. I could easily have done the same again. The path was clear. But it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. It would have required that I enable his ongoing efforts to unravel our democratic system and attack the foundations of our republic. That was a path I could not and would not take. No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect.
Today is Indonesia Independence Day, independence from the Netherlands in 1945. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.